In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Extreme cold this morning. Should be the coldest morning of the week. We're going to moderate a little bit, but only for about 36 hours, Paul.
You know, this is so depressing to look at this from the National Weather Service in Pittsburgh, posted on X within the last hour. It says multiple waves of rain and snow to move through the area Tuesday night through Thursday. Wow. And they're saying, like you did earlier, it's most of the action will be around and north of I-80.
But I'm pretty confident that some folks, certainly in the listening area, will be affected up there. And we do have listeners, especially with our streaming service. A lot of people like to check in. Actually, you find more and more people who are out of town who like to know what's going on in town. You know, Pittsburghers who are wherever they are across the country.
I drove up to Lake Erie, spent some time at the lakefront in April. And on my way back, coming down on 79, it was actually snowing. It started snowing in Erie, and it was something to see, something to behold. And right after we got south of I-80, things cleared right up. Interesting.
Here's an interesting twist to that, Paul. Because it's so cold so early, that will accelerate the Great Lakes freezing over.
That's right.
And what that means is...
less lake effect snow?
Correct.
Okay.
Significant less lake effect snow. Now, not that we get all that much, but the folks up there, certainly in Erie, get more than their share. So basically, the winter weather advisory is going to be in place starting at 10 tonight for counties north of Butler County, Armstrong County, which is basically almost exactly where the line of I-80 is. Clarion, Forest, Jefferson, Mercer, Venango, those counties. So if you live up that way, you're headed that way overnight into tomorrow morning, maybe a challenge. Although we are expecting temperatures to moderate. What will get city residents' attention, and I love Trib Live described it in their headline as bombshell from Pittsburgh City Councilwoman Bob Warwick. Quote, dropped a budget bombshell.
Yeah, and she did that at first. I think the first person to get that was Marty yesterday.
Yep.
He had her on live.
He did.
Barb said 30%. Wow.
30% property tax hike to balance what she and her peers see as, quote, a disastrous final spending plan for the city. A tax increase of that magnitude is the only path forward without axing services, they quoted Barb Warwick. And again, she told Marty that.
And then there was a quick reaction from a number of the different city council members, including we got first reaction from Teresa Kale Smith, who quickly said, hey, let's talk about cuts first. And Bob Sharlin weighed in and said there was no way he would support a 30% tax hike, but it seems to me that they're going to coalesce around some type of a tax increase. There has not been one for 12 years. And with the state of the city's fleet, They're already looking at trying to double the amount of money that the Gainey administration proposed on spending on, you know, vehicles for the city, from $10 million to maybe $20 million. Right there, they're going to have a... And then there's also talk about a 5% spending cut across the board. The finance committee's looking at making city departments spend 5% less in the coming year. So we'll see.
And the Pittsburgh Public School Board now dealing with... They're hearing what the public's saying about the proposal, which is right out of the gate. They're going to lose at least $6 million.
Well, they were going to have a surplus if they closed these schools that they were going to close, but then they voted against that.
Unanimously on November 25th to not do that. So
that creates a deficit. They were already asking for a 4% increase, you know, before this decision was made, and they're going to stick with that, they say.
And that said, think about it, with these budget proposals, County Controller Corey O'Connor, whose job was, now he was on city council for many years, but he's been the county controller. That's what he does in that role. That's like the third body. It's almost a third branch of government locally.
Right, and Rachel Heisler has been high profile in recent months about the budget, in specific the growing trouble that she was talking about, a structural deficit, and it turns out from what we're hearing from council, it sure seems that she's correct.
So Corey O'Connor has also, you know, weighed in from the county, but he can use that experience hopefully to find a way. He's being left with this issue because he's got to deal with this, right?
As I'm wondering,
mayor,
what role is he playing in the background on any of this, even though he hasn't been sworn into office yet? This is a budget that he's going to have to work with.
That's my point.
There's got to be some back and forth going between council and O'Connor, you would think.
Well, maybe with that kind of experience, he'll be able to find ways forward, because it's going to be uncomfortable, to say the least, no matter who's in that office, until they get this fiscally squared away. And that said, that'll be on him. This is what he's inheriting. And of course, Mayor Ed Gainey said, well, he inherited from Bill Peduto, and Bill Peduto said, well, he inherited, you know what I'm saying?
I sure do. Yeah.
So for city residents, yeah, this is problematic to deal with these budget deficits and what's going to happen. And if they do cut services, whose services are getting cut?
And speaking of which, one thing that we haven't touched on in this entire discussion in the last 24-hour cycle is the state of the police department and staffing in particular, which is down. They've got that to look forward to as well.
And if they want to increase that, and that's the goal, they're going to find ways to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep you posted. And yeah, Marty did a great job on this yesterday. He also did a video discussion downtown with a major stakeholder about that BNY building.
Right.
And talked about,
what do we do with this building next?
Because they're going to move out of it by 2028. Now what? And this very wealthy stakeholder, who's a billion-dollar investor in the region, said he wouldn't take that building if they gave it to him, because it would take $30 million a year just to maintain it.
Really?
Yes. So
it's one big building, one of the biggest we have, right?
Maybe we can collect some money in the newsroom, we can buy it. Or not.
$30 million a year to maintain that, but that's incredible.
Yeah. Five at five, top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Aaron Ferragoni, our producer, is back after a couple of week hiatus. And Aaron, you know what you missed Friday? Paul and I talked to the world's funniest funeral director, Frank Perman, here.
Well, that was a wild ride.
It was a wild ride. So they had a big gathering on Saturday where you had to fill the hearse and the coffin with toys for kids. The Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program. I'll have to text
Riffing off of an earlier idea that he had, Aaron, where he had rolled a black and gold casket down to Acrisure Stadium and had fans bring toys to fill up the casket.
Yep.
Well, now he put the hearse out in front of the mortuary and had people stop by there to fill the hearse up, which I'm sure they did.
Is amazing. I love that.
It's clever.
Has received over 11 million views of the black and gold casket at Acrisure, with people kneeling and praying
for the Steelers.
And that's when he beat the Colts that day. So he should have done it a couple of weeks ago for the Bills.
Does anybody dress up as like a religious figure of any kind?
Yes, there's like a...
Is there like a Steelers Pope?
Yes, there is.
Yeah?
100%. Yeah. I've met him.
Have you?
There's like a group of guys. One guy looks like Gene Simmons from Kiss, and he dresses up. He says he's like a Palomalu character because he's got the hair.
Sure.
And then there is a Steeler Pope, the guy, and there's one that's dressed like Jesus.
I've seen the one dressed up like Jesus at a Pens game.
Yeah, he was, I guess, out of place.
Yeah.
Well, but he has, well, there's a whole group of people that do this. But I bring up the fill a hearse thing because I saw this from Martha Stewart has revealed plans to be composted after she kicks the bucket.
Composted?
Who are we talking about here?
Martha Stewart.
Oh, alternate,
that's a thing now.
Alternate it's becoming burials a thing, are suddenly the top trending question on Google. Trending with T. We'll have to ask her about this.
She's... You know,
it's, I've read articles in the last couple of years where people are having a, what they call a green burial, and a tree is planted above them.
That's great. That's all I need is roots growing through your,
you know.
Alternate burials are the top trend in Google. It might also explain why you're suddenly seeing ads for companies that offer unique funeral services, like burying a loved one with the tree, as you mentioned, or decomposition suits made of mushrooms that quickly turn your dearly departed into flower food.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
As for Martha, she says she will be wrapped in a white sheet buried under her vegetable garden.
There you go.
Leave it to her to die and still be farm to table.
These stories are insane, but true.
This is actually true.
Mm.
All right. You know we're coming to that part of the year where people are going to make resolutions. And gosh darn it, I mean it. I'm really going to stick to it this time. Saving money, getting into shape, or tops on a new list of America's most popular New Year's resolutions. But what about skateboarding or going on more treasure hunts? A new survey has found that some of the weirdest things that we have pledged to do more of in the new year, like binge-watching TV while cross-stitching, listening to more radio, yes, thank you, a priority for 12% of the population. Then there are those who plan to do more crying, because sometimes you just need to have a good cry, like we do after every show.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You need a good
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cry every so often, but for it to be a resolution, that's, wow.
Your kindergartner might know their ABCs, but do they know what a backward pawn is. There's a three-year-old in India who's become a world champion playing chess. He scored 1572 by the World Chess Federation after beating a bunch of adults. He's three. His parents told the Indian Express that he plays chess for 5 hours a day.
Well, there you go.
Including an hour per day at a training center. The kid is three. And I'm guessing that most adults don't still know how to play by the rules. Chess. Do you ever play chess, Aaron?
No, I really want to
learn.
I
like chess.
I saw Queen's Gambit and was like, I need to learn
how
to play.
Oh, that's a wonderful show.
So good.
Yep.
Well, there you go. You'll have to beat a three-year-old. You can do it pretty
Larry,
easily.
Are you a chess player?
Love to play chess, but mm-hmm. I haven't played chess in a while. But yeah, it used to be almost therapeutic.
I had a boss that liked to play chess, and we would play each other and make one move a day at the office. It was kind of fun.
Oh, that's fun.
It literally was like therapy to sit down. And I had a friend in high school. We played chess. And even when I moved away after college to work in radio in West Palm Beach, Florida, we played chess by mail, snail mail.
Oh, really?
We would mail each other the move. And then when you'd get it, you'd make your move and mail it back.
Sharp.
Which was really stupid.
I mean, it's cool, though. I like that you guys stayed in touch that way, just like Paul at his old job.
But now you can do it, you know, in real time, FaceTime, Zoom time.
You can play the computer, and if you like getting beat.
Yeah, if you like getting throttled by artificial intelligence, knock yourself out. But 3 years old? This is the Big K Morning Show. You heard a lot last week about Waymo coming to Pittsburgh. And on the heels of that, construction on PennStart, a testing track for autonomous vehicle companies and emergency responders, commencing. And joining us, the president of RIDC, that's the Regional Industrial Development Corporation, we have Mr. Don Smith. Welcome back, Don.
Good morning, Larry and Paul. How are you guys?
Good. What was your reaction when it was officially made? And I'm sure you were on the in the know before we found out Waymo was coming to Pittsburgh.
Well, Waymo has had a research presence here because of the relationship with Carnegie Mellon for a while, but this expansion is really exciting. It's a great signal for the region and, you know, bodes well for the future.
I had the chance, actually it was on Halloween, to take a ride in San Francisco when we were out there with the Pitt football team. Our boss and sports director and engineer, and we were all kind of just blown away by this technology, which we understand in large part was generated from Pittsburgh in the first place. And then I had a chance to do it again in Atlanta and excited that it's coming here. So tell us about this PennStart testing track.
Yeah, well, PennStart is it's a $30 million 2-mile test track environment out at New Stanton at the RIDC Westmoreland facility, the former Sony plant for Pittsburghers. And it's a partnership among PennDOT, the Turnpike Commission, Westmoreland County Industrial Development Corporation, and Safety 21, the Carnegie Mellon Safety Center, to really bring this testing environment that'll help continue to keep the jobs from companies like Aurora and Stack and Motional here in the region so they can test here rather than currently testing in places like Texas and Ohio and Arizona. They'll be able to keep those testing jobs here in the region, and it will also provide an opportunity for PennDOT and the Turnpike Commission to train first responders in how to deal with traffic incidents on the highways in a safe and controlled environment. So we think it's going to be a triple win of improving safety outcomes for Pennsylvanians, also helping keep the jobs from companies that are here, and also attracting new companies to come to our region to take advantage of this unique asset.
I wonder if this played into Waymo. I know they've had an office here, too, at Bakery Square for a while, but for them coming to the region, because they could have, let's be honest, picked a lot of other cities, but it certainly made sense for them to be here and be a part of this.
Well, I can't take any credit for Waymo coming here with this project, but I'm certainly hopeful that they're going to take advantage of it like the other companies are. And I think it's, you know, it's a nod to Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon in particular, the birthplace of many of these technologies that Waymo, a leader nationally, has chosen to locate here. And we have so many of our own indigenous companies and others that are also looking at establishing a Pittsburgh presence.
And so the process is underway. This is a done deal, right?
Well, you know, we always say it's not done until the final ribbon's cut. But yes, we have the first $25 million raised, and we're starting construction on this two-mile track. We're still trying to raise another $5 million so we can add some features to it that will allow even more of the testing to be done right here in southwestern Pennsylvania, keep those jobs here, help our companies that are here, and also bring in new companies to the region. But it's exciting to see the big construction equipment starting to move Earth.
Yeah, in other words, this has begun and hopefully will continue. If you need another $5 million, just ask Marty Griffin. He'll be happy to chip in. I'll ask him when he gets here.
But that'd be great.
If all goes as planned, Don, when would this be completed?
In 2026, we're hoping for late summer. My construction managers would say early fall. But we're really hoping to have this open, have companies actually out there testing, have first responders being trained, and really start to unlock the economic potential that this catalytic asset will represent for our region.
So you're talking about a site that's 350 acres, and about 100 of those acres will be part of the initial process. Is that right?
That's right, and that allows us to do this two-mile loop, which allows the companies to test at highway speeds, which is really important to them. It also gives us a huge infield where all the companies that do what we call field robotics or these sort of off-road vehicles can do testing at the site as well, and so we envision this as really an end-to-end testing facility for on-road, off-road drones, autonomous vehicles, and first responders.
Well, congratulations, Penn Start. Sounds like a great plan and really helps the local economy, particularly in Westmoreland, and that you're right. Most of us know that site as the old Sony plant.
Well, thanks, Larry. I think we're really enthusiastic about it. We think it's going to have a big impact on the region.
All right, Don, if I don't talk to you, have a great holiday season, and thanks for your time.
You as well. Have a great day.
Don Smith, president of RIDC. It's called Penn Start. And we're going to check in with meteorologist Heather Zare from AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Heather, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How you doing?
So I saw National Weather Service going to post overnight for counties north of Butler this winter weather advisory. So with this frigid weather now, we are going to get a little warm up, but it comes with a mix of moisture.
Right. So it is going to be kind of a little bit of a trade-off. It certainly is cold here for this morning, and temperatures got down to about 10 degrees during the overnight hours. You've got a few places outside of the city that are even a little bit colder. However, we are at least going to see a little bit of warming today as we make it back to about 34 degrees. Now, that's going to be a slow process. I don't think we get there until a little bit typically later than we typically do, which is going to be mid to late afternoon. And then temperatures don't drop much overnight. And they actually go up again during the overnight. We'll fall back a little in the evening, rising temperatures overnight as this system is coming toward us. And then it spreads in a mix of snow and rain for late tonight and into tomorrow morning. Now, I think it is probably just going to be snow across some of our northern suburbs. And those places can pick up several inches of snow. But otherwise, we're looking at maybe a coating to an inch of snow that mixes with rain pretty quickly in and around Pittsburgh and points to the south. That's going to mean we will have some slippery travel, but conditions should improve pretty quickly during the afternoon as everything winds down.
But another morning commute disruption weather-wise, it looks like.
Yet another one. And then I think there are still a couple of snow showers around even into Thursday morning. This is kind of at the back edge. Some moisture wrapping around this storm can still bring us some snow showers on Thursday morning. And so while that's likely to be some spottier slippery spots, there can be some coatings of snow around even on Thursday morning.
Lovely. Well,
winter is here to stay, it looks like.
Yes. December's been really colder than we've experienced in a while, and it doesn't look like it's going to warm up much in the near future. So Thank you.
Yeah, it really does not. Yeah, it's going to stay cold at least here through the middle of the month and possibly all the way up through Christmas.
Happy polar vortex.
Yes, here we are.
All right, Heather,
appreciate it.
It's
been a while since we used that term.
Yes, and we're getting the triple whammy, it seems like, this month. Thanks, Heather.
And now, yep, you're very welcome.
Meteorologist Heather Zehr from AccuWeather's World Headquarters.
In the forecast, multiple waves of rain and snow around and north of I-80 with a winter weather advisory in effect from 1 a.m. through 10 p.m. tomorrow.
Winter is here to stay, it looks like. Yeah, it's going to stay cold at least here through the middle of the month and possibly all the way up through Christmas.
Happy polar vortex. I think I surprised her with that. Yeah, so as you pointed out, Paul, these cold waves have come in threes here for the month, so we are going to experience colder, obviously, than normal weather, and we've already done that through the first week and now beyond.
Well, now, Pittsburgh Council's deliberations on a spending plan for next year include now a tax hike, Larry. There's talk of this. In fact, Councilmember Bob Warwick told KDK's Marty Griffin here yesterday there's a $30 million shortfall in the budget, and here was her solution for that.
I am introducing a 30% tax increase.
May not happen, but a tax increase seems likely now. They haven't had one in 12 years.
Yeah, and she went on to explain to Marty, hey, I don't want, nobody wants to do this, but from a practical standpoint, if they want to get the services that they think they're going to get, they have to. And this was some of our audience reaction.
So after steadily building up Iowa State's football program, Matt Campbell was introduced as Penn State's new coach on Monday. Listen to this.
I'm humbled, honored, grateful to be standing before all of you, this world-class university, this world-class athletic department, and truly one of the greatest football programs in the world, and it's an absolute honor to be the next head football coach here at Penn State University.
And that said,
talk about hitting the right notes.
Some people have said, well, what happens to Terry Smith, who is the interim coach?
He's going to stay.
That's right. He's going to be part of, because he has a reputation as a great recruiter, and it makes sense when you think about it, to have that kind of continuity.
That's the word I was, you stole the word right there. Continuity is important when you're going through a change, this kind of upheaval. I mean, it doesn't happen often at Penn State.
No, we're going to talk to our own Paul Alexander, who's basically an aficionado in all things Penn State, yeah, particularly athletics.
Yeah, he's an encyclopedia when it comes to Penn State football and sporting events, etc. By the way, the trustees approved earlier yesterday, before the introduction was made, an 8-year contract for Campbell, worth up to $78.5 million.
God, I wish I'd learned more about football.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.